Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the security advocate. He's one of the most qualified people in the country on these topics that we're talking about right now. And, Scott, we thank you for your time. TheSecurityAdvocate.com, is that right?
Yes, it is.
They can find all your writings and all the things you do there and how you help other people. Scott, in the previous segment we talked about, you reminded us that ransomware is still out there. Do you expect that to continue to be a method the bad guys, the cyber bad guys, are going to keep using? Is this continuing to be profitable for them?
Absolutely. It's very profitable, and it's incredibly easy to run because almost all ransomware attacks are pretty much automated. Yeah. So from their perspective, set it and forget it. So it's not like they're one by one trying to break into systems. Once
right.
they get an attack going, it's flying out in waves until the security companies come up with the defense, and then they change the attack again and try and get around the defenses
so
again.
So somewhere today, mm-hmm. right now, somebody's getting a big red screen, we've locked up your computer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's happening a lot right now.
It's not that there's a variety or two. That's just what shows up in the news. There are thousands of varieties of this stuff, and it
right.
just keeps coming out.
So it could be you, folks. It could be you tomorrow or this afternoon if you're not paying attention to what's going on. So now we come to what I call the diaper-changing part of being a business owner, Scott. You know, I've been telling my audience for a long time that having a business is like raising a child. You know, you have to continue to attend to them. And there's the fun stuff. There's the fun stuff that you get to do, like selling stuff. And then there's the stuff that's not so much fun. Like I call it the diaper changing stuff. If you're going to have a sweet little cuddly baby, you got to change your diaper. You don't like it, but you got to do it. Same thing with some of this boring cybersecurity stuff, right?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's I myself don't think of it as boring. But, you know, the basics are the stuff that really will make you secure and even protect you from stuff like ransomware, but they don't make for exciting news stories. So typically the big exciting new threat is what you see in the evening news or in the movies. They have these ridiculously complex thing, which no criminal would go through, because at the end of the day, from a criminal's perspective, a lot of the really easy stuff to do can be stopped pretty basically by a business, but they realize most businesses don't take the basic steps.
Right.
So, for example, a business is not using the newest, sneakiest attack to try and get in. They're probably using something that's been around for a few years, which most people haven't updated their systems to protect
right.
against. They just send it out. Like, oh, great, we'll make some money, no problem. And
so,
like we mentioned before, with WannaCry and also the Petya, not Petya thing, which came a few weeks later, they hit something that had already been patched by Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
It had been patched 2 months earlier, and even the system it went through had been what's called deprecated, basically taken offline like 3 years earlier. So if people just had their systems up to date, this basically bounces off. It doesn't do anything.
Hmm. So if I have a security system in my computer
mm-hmm.
and a firewall, all the firewall up and everything, and I update and I keep all of my programs updated, am I safe from ransomware if I do all that?
For the most part, because ransomware is not going to, you know, they're not going to use what's called a zero day, which is something which has not been patched yet, because
right.
those things are really expensive, and you're not
right.
going to waste.
They're only going to do that with Comcast or some big company where it's worth it.
Yeah, that's something where there's a, you know, it's not like a little hit where it's a few hundred dollars a pop like ransomware.
Right.
That's something big. Or they're trying to sneak into a system. That's something like, you know, a nation state use for espionage. Normal attackers just aren't
right.
going to use something like that. But I mean, a lot of this does come down to the basics. It's keep your stuff up to date. And also, know what you have and where it is. What I mean by that is, okay, let's say you've got a system that's simple. Let's say it's got 10 computers on it and maybe 10 mobile devices, you know, phones or tablets. Do you know what they are, what systems they're running, and how they're connected? This does sound pretty boring. It's really, really important because let's say one of those computers is out of date and is vulnerable to this WannaCry vulnerability.
Right.
So that gets in because you don't know what's connected to your system and you don't know how out of date it is. And that's the thing. It can be something like...
So if I've got one computer this week and it gets in and that computer's on my network, my whole network can be affected.
It can be. It depends on the type of infection. Also, a thing to consider here are the people who work for you and leave. Did you cut off their access to the system?
Right.
A lot of people who you work for are good folks, and that's not going to change.
Right.
But not everyone's perfect. And sometimes people leave, and they're not the best folks. And sometimes that might even be why they leave. And if they still got access to your system, they can come in and damage it. There have been plenty of examples.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. Last thoughts on getting ready and preparing yourself to avoid ransomware and any other kind of cyber threats. Last thoughts.
Oh, I mean, geez, it could be just anything. Ransomware we see a lot right now. It could also be what's called wiper malware, which looks like ransomware, but it doesn't ask a ransom. It just destroys stuff, which stinks.
Right.
You also can have things which will infect your systems and just steal data from you, the classic data breach.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of
your
different things that
lists,
can happen.
Things like that.
Yeah, and there's also a distributed denial of service attack, which just overwhelms your system, and you can't break anything
That's
back
That's typically
out of it.
Not a small business threat, though, is it?
Oh, sure it is.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. If they can overwhelm you and charge you a ransom to get it loose.
I see what you said. Yeah. Yeah, it's still ransomware.
It's a different kind of ransomware.
Hey, Scott, thanks for scaring the heck out of us today and help us get it figured
this
out.
This is what I live for. My pleasure.
Yeah, I need your website. I need your website one more time, please.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
Check it out, folks. Scott Arnou, A-U-R-N-O-U.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.